You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy May 31st. I'm Mark Peikert, the editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. Orson Welles circumnavigated the stage and around the world, the 1946 musical he adapted from the Jules Verne novel Around the World in 80 Days. Cole Porter provided the music and lyrics for the production, mounted at the Adelphi Theater. Liv Ullmann wasn't to be forgotten when she headlined the musical I Remember Mama at the Majestic Theater in 1979. Cy Feuer directed the adaptation of John Van Druten's 1944 play, with music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Martin Charnin, and book by Thomas Meehan. It played 108 performances. John Malkovich and Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater Company brought Lanford Wilson's Baum and Gilead to New York City at the Circle Repertory in 1984. Terry Kinney, Gary Sinise, and Glenn Headley starred in the play set in a Broadway coffee shop under the direction of Malkovich. The Light and the Piazza made its world premiere at Seattle's Intamin Theater in 2003. The cast at the time included Victoria Clark, Celia Keenan-Bolger, and Stephen Pascal. The musical opened on Broadway in spring 2005 and won 6 Tony Awards, including Best Score and Best Actress in a Musical for Victoria Clark. Mart Crowley's groundbreaking 1968 play, The Boys and the Band, made its Broadway debut at the Booth Theater in 2018. Jim Parsons, Zachary Quinto, Matt Bomer, Andrew Rannells, Robin DeJesus, Brian Hutchison, Charlie Carver, and Michael Benjamin Washington starred in the show about a group of gay men who gather in a New York City apartment for a friend's birthday. Joe Mantello directed The Limited Engagement, and the original Broadway cast reunited for a Netflix adaptation set to drop later this year. For more theater history, visit playbill.com, and for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.